In our first few sessions, we have been discussing the Noble Eightfold Path. Today, we will go through the seventh step of the Noble Eightfold Path, Sammasati. And Anwai mentioned about this in the introduction. We're supposed to speak discuss today both Sammasati and Sammasamadhi, but I don't think we have enough time to discuss both, so I chose only one of them. So we'll focus on the seventh step, Sammasamadhi. And Buddha's paths to liberation, inner purification and enlightenment is called Arya Atthangika Magga, which is translated as Noble Eightfold Path. The Pali word Arya is translated as noble, but it also means extraordinary. Arya Savaka, an extraordinary person, or supernormal. So the Eightfold Path is an extraordinary path, or a way to calm the mind and experience peace and awaken inner wisdom. The Noble Eightfold Path helps us to see clearly the reality of existence, the reality of life and death. The Eightfold Path takes us to the light within each one of us and removes the darkness of emotional impurities, what we call lobha, dosa, and moha. Only then, Buddha says, we can be free. Sammasati, a harmonious attention or harmonious awareness is the seventh step or the aspect of the journey towards peace and liberation, the Buddha's path to enlightenment. Those of you who have already studied Satipatthana Sutra know that what sati means. Sati is translated into English as mindfulness, awareness, or attention. How is the attention, the awareness, or sati that Buddha taught different from the day-to-day attention on things? Let's take a moment to look at this and think about this. Some people pay attention all day to the computer screen. They practice kind of sati or attention while working. Why don't they get enlightened? Everybody who performs responsible tasks pay attention and has always a heightened level of awareness of what they're doing Why don't they become free of anxiety and stress? Why then the high attention jobs are called high attention or high stress jobs? Have you ever thought about that? Sati is a four-letter word, actually. In our language, in Sinhala, it's only two letters. Such a small word, which carries the essence of the teachings of the Buddha. Although sati is often translated as mindfulness, one of my teachers has told me that the right English translation for sati is introspective awareness. Here we add another word, samma. Then it becomes sammasati. Sati, or attention that brings you harmony, or harmonious awareness, or harmonious attention. That's the seventh. Now we are discussing the seventh step of the Noble Eightfold Path, right? Sammasati is about training the mind to become objectively aware of the body and mind. Objectively aware of the body and mind. For that, you need to take away the objective awareness of the external world and turn attention inwards. Sammasati teaches us and teach you how to pay attention to what is going on in your body and mind, kaya and chitta in Pali. In the body, we pay attention to sensations and feelings. In the mind, we pay attention to thoughts and emotions. When you turn your attention inward and observe, you see clearly how your physical and mental experiences constantly are shaping the quality and intensity of each and every experience that you go through in life. Each and every experience. How the discomfort and suffering are generated in your body and mind. You have to remember here, not only the mind. We have to pay attention to the body as well. So how the discomfort and suffering is generated in the body and mind, but nowhere else. The truth is, nobody can and nobody will cause you any suffering. Your suffering begins and ends in your own body and mind. Your unhappiness begins and ends in your body and mind. It is important to understand this if you want to be happy and free. Nobody can hand you over happiness. You need to turn attention to yourself and start cleaning the impurities within you. Impurities in your mind, stress in your body. It is objective self-awareness. Objective self-awareness, very important. You turn attention to yourself. That helps you to see clearly and empower yourself to change or adjust your thinking and behavior. When you see and understand yourself, you're motivated to change. If you don't see yourself, you're blind to your weaknesses. If you don't know about your negativity, you're not motivated to change. You're not motivated to take action to change so that you can be free, or you can free yourself from pain and suffering by understanding what is going on within you. You can eliminate the root of suffering. This is Buddha's prescription. Only when you understand what is going on within you, you have the power to eliminate the root of suffering. You have the will. It is very clear the root of all suffering, root of all your suffering, is in your emotional disturbances and physical stress and anxiety. One of the single most important words in the teachings of the Buddha is sati. I think that it is more important than even the word nirvana. I hope I won't get in trouble for saying that. Because you need to practice sati in order to reach nirvana. Sati is what purifies the mind. Sati is what removes the impurities and turmoil from your mind. Sati is what relaxes the body and releases the stress. Nirvana is a goal that you reach. Practice of sati is the steps you take to reach that goal. Without taking the steps of samasati, you cannot reach the goal of nirvana. And do you remember anapanasati? Most of you practice anapanasati. If you're a Buddhist, this is a common practice. So what does that mean? What does anapanasati means? Training the mind to pay attention to the in-breath and out-breath. Sounds very simple. Anapanasati is the most common Buddhist meditation practice, and it is considered as the main meditation techniques in Buddhism. How we start the practice of anapanasati? We begin the practice by withdrawing attention from what is going on outside and turning the attention inward. You pay close attention and become aware of the flow of your breath. Breathing in and out consciously, you keep the mind focused in the present moment. What happens when your mind remains fully conscious of each moment, each breath? Your mind remains in the present moment, right? Your mind remains in the present moment as long as you remain conscious of the flow of your breath. It is the present moment experience It is a present moment experience What happens when your mind is in the present moment? Why do we need to keep our mind in the present moment? What is so important about the present moment? Because whenever the mind enters into the present moment, the mind becomes free from the disturbances of the past and disturbances of the future. Disturbances that come from the past or projection to the future. When the mind remains with the breath, and when you experience peace in each breath, your mind stops wandering away into the past and future. Your attention remains absorbed into the breath. Your attention remains in the present moment. That is Anapanasati. When practiced correctly, that leads you to mental tranquility and physical relaxation. Sati could also be translated as self-awareness. It is a modern term. A lot of New Age people use this term, self-awareness. Self-awareness helps the mind to be calm and tranquil. A calm and tranquil mind helps you to understand what is going on in your mind and body. And that leads you to self-realization. Buddha clearly explains how to train the mind to be attentive and aware, and how to keep the mind in a focused state. In Satipatthana Sutra, we commonly use the English word meditation to describe the teachings and the practice of sati. In Satipatthana Sutra, Buddha explains the meditation techniques beautifully in detail. All what you need to know to train the mind, to purify the mind, to awaken the mind and experience nirvana. According to Satipatthana Sutra, harmonious attention or samasati is practiced in four ways. In Pali, we call it Chattaru Satipatthana. Four foundations of mindfulness. If you put aside for a moment the translation and look at the Pali word Satipatthana, it is a combination of two words, sati and upatthana. That becomes satipatthana, which means to place attention inwards or focus attention inwards, satipatthana. When you place attention inward, you can observe your physical and emotional reactions that are constantly happening within you as you engage the world with five senses. Let's say that you are lost in anger towards a bad behavior of someone. Let's take an example. As you bring in sati, the annoying person fades into the background. And your emotions and feelings in the body get magnified by your attention. Then what happens? Immediately, you're connected to, or you are in touch with the emotional reactions that are happening within you, that are happening in your mind. You notice the nature of your mental engagement with that particular experience. How your mind have gotten engaged with this person. You begin to see the thoughts that flow in the mind. Emotional agitation, negative judgment, negative feelings, narrow-minded perception. All these things are contributing to your stress. And you begin to see the feelings that get aroused in your body. Because the emotions are not only mental activities. Emotions are connected to the body as well. Because you can feel the pain of an emotion in your body. Your hands, your legs, your stomach, your neck, your back. Sometimes when you feel a strong emotion, you can even faint. The whole body can get attacked by an emotion, influenced by an emotion, get crippled by an emotion. So it's not only mental suffering, it's a physical agitation too. So you begin to see where pain and suffering, unhappiness and misery rises from. Where they rise from, you begin to see clearly when you pay attention or turn attention inwards. That is when you begin to understand what you need to do in order to find happiness and joy in your life. What you need to do. You realize that you need to change your mind. Calm the emotions. You need to release the stress and the feeling of discomfort within you. You realize that you are the master of your mind and you do not want to be a slave of the negative emotion. That you have become a slave of a negative emotion because you have no will to influence it, change it, or overpower it. You have given up. The solution is an internal solution, internal one. It is about changing from within. The ultimate solution for all misery and unhappiness in life is, what is it? It is wisdom. The wisdom that awakens from calm and tranquil mind. When the wisdom awakens from a calm and tranquil mind, you're not disturbed by anything. When the wisdom is asleep, what happens next? What does happen next? Your emotions become in charge of the mind. We engage the world with emotional reactions and constantly get entangled in conflicts. insignificant normal events in life burden your heart and mind and take away happiness in the moment and bring you misery and pain. There is a way to live in peace. There is a way to freedom and happiness. That is called practice of Sammasati, the seventh step of the Noble Eightfold Path. The practice of harmonious attention and practice of introspective awareness. We practice introspective awareness in four ways, or Sammasati. We call it Chattaro Satipatthana. What are the four? I think some of you have already studied the Satipatthana Sutra and you must remember. If I were there, I will ask you the questions. I'll point finger to some of my students and I'll ask. In Pali, we call them Kaya Anupassana, Vedana Anupassana, Chitta Anupassana, and Dhamma Anupassana. The first one is Kaya Anupassana, paying attention to the body or awareness of the body. The second one is Vedana Anupassana, paying attention to the sensations or awareness of the sensations, physical sensations, the bodily sensations. The third one is Chittanupassana, paying attention to the emotional reactions or awareness of the emotions. And I think in another day we will talk about Chitta and how we understand Chitta. And Chitta actually is emotional excitements. There is two parts to the mental behavior, mental structure. Buddha called them citta and mano. The fourth one is Dhamma Anupassana. Again, the word Dhamma is used in many different contexts. I mean, different things depending on where it is used and how. And it's practicing attention on mental constructs, your awareness of the mental constructs, awareness of your thoughts process. These are four aspects or four ways of practicing attention or Sammasati. These are four ways that Buddha advised, or the Buddhists, or the Buddhist practice meditation in these four ways in order to have an insight into the inner world, in order to awaken from within and be free. I think we can stop here because we are running out of time. And 6:30 is the, I think the Buddhist training, Buddhist teacher training program group is meeting, and I would like to attend it as well today. And I hope and I wish that you will all Take time to pay attention to yourself and your thoughts, feelings, sensations, and emotions. In daily basis, and direct them in wholesome, harmonious, and positive ways so you can continue to improve your life and become a better human being. Adapt a positive attitude as you engage this challenging world. And I hope all of you will remember that nobody can purify your mind for you. You alone must do it. And we practice the teachings of the Buddha, the Buddhist path, in order to purify our minds, nurture our hearts, and awaken from within. So may you all be well and happy. May you all find peace, harmony, and happiness in your lives. May you be well and happy. Abhivadana silisa nicham buddha prachayino chattaro dhamma vadhanti ayuvanno sukham balam airarogya sampatti sagga sampatti mevacha atho nibbana sampatti iminate samichetu. You can quietly repeat after me. You can even close your eyes and pay attention to your breath. May there be peace, love, and harmony in my life. May there be peace, love, and harmony in this world. May all living beings be free from pain and suffering. May there be peace, love, and harmony in my life. May there be peace, love, and harmony in this world. May all living beings be free from pain and suffering. May there be peace, love, and harmony in my life. May there be peace, love, and harmony in this world. May all living beings be free from pain and suffering.